from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't want to spend too much time on it because I don't know how much information is out there other than a 5-4 vote of no. So you know where this is going, and this is Bob Fesco's field. But more stadium information comes out yesterday. Jackson County decides to vote 5-4 against putting it on the ballot in November.
Which is smart.
Yep. So now there's no vote. It goes to a 5-4 decision of no. And I thought it was funny because yesterday we were watching the news and they're like, let's go down to like local Jackson County. And they went straight to Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is the guy. Okay. So anyways,
yeah.
But anyways, your field, your sort of topic here, Bob Fesco, let the people know what they should have found out yesterday, what they can find out in the process. That is more information that leaks little by little about the stadium. Information in Kansas.
Yeah, like, so the 5-4 vote yesterday was, I don't even really know what that was about yesterday. That was like allegedly for the Chiefs to do improvements to Arrowhead Stadium. And at this point in time, if a vote doesn't include something that, you know, benefits the Royals or the new stadium, I'm not in favor of renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. I don't think it makes any sense at this point in time to do that. It's time for a new stadium, okay? Because putting money in, taxpayer money, into a stadium that you're going to renovate and keep for the next 20 years is just not a prudent use of taxpayer dollars. If we want to talk about how to spend taxpayer dollars, spending it on a renovation for Arrowhead that's going to last 20 years does not make any fiscal sense to me. The real story yesterday for me, though, came when somebody floated out this Crown Center baseball idea for the Royals, and they essentially want to build the new baseball stadium in Washington Park down by Crown Center, which is a swath of land down in KC Mo. And I hate this idea, first and foremost. I'm just going to be quite honest with you. I think this is the worst possible spot that they floated out there for a baseball stadium for the Kansas City Royals, because it doesn't provide anything that the organization has talked about for the last 3 years, and that's the ability to develop an entertainment district around the stadium. And the importance of the entertainment district around the stadium, and this is quite honestly where John Sherman needs to address the fans and tell everybody kind of what's going on and what they want. The reason you need the entertainment district is because that's how you're going to generate money in baseball. Those TV deals that we've seen are not going to be around much anymore. I mean, we got one company in bankruptcy that's not paying anybody right now with that Diamond Sports Group with Bally's. And so the landscape of how these teams are going to make their money are drastically changing. Teams are getting into the quote unquote real estate business. The Atlanta Braves have done it with the Battery. The Cubs are doing it with Wrigley right now. The Cardinals are doing it. Everybody's doing it in baseball to generate money to put back into the team. This spot that they show down, you know, by Crown Center doesn't lend itself to that. They say it's surrounded by existing attractions, which are not owned by the team, which would not make the team money in order to put back into the ball club. They claim there's abundant parking down there by Crown Center. You ever try to get off the highway and get to Crown Center? That may be the least accessible area in all of downtown Kansas City to try to put a baseball stadium. It's on the streetcar line. They say, great. Over 50% of season ticket holders are coming from Johnson County. They ain't going to be using the streetcar line. And they say zero business displacements. 100% right about that. But there is a park displacement. And I'm not in favor of taking a public park and turning it into a baseball stadium when you don't have the ability to develop that land around the baseball stadium for the organization to have bars, restaurants, hotels, businesses, and whatnot. I saw the other day that Papa John's relocated its corporate headquarters to the Battery in Atlanta. That's how big a boom that place has been. And so if John Sherman wants the Battery, which he's talked about before, 17th and Grand and Crown Center area is not the area to do that. If John Sherman's number one goal, though, is to have a downtown baseball stadium, then that spot probably works. But I think of all the spots that we've seen, this is by far the worst possible location for a baseball stadium, especially when you still have the East Village spot out there that would lend you and give you the ability to go out there and develop around the stadium and build some bars and restaurants that can help generate money to keep this team together. You want to keep winning, you got to find ways to generate money. And the TV thing is probably not going to be as lucrative as we once thought in all of Major League Baseball. So I'm looking at it right now, and I'm thinking, like, this site that they floated out there yesterday is probably the last opportunity and the last site that they could probably get a stadium done in downtown KC Mo. But you have to weigh what's more important, a downtown baseball stadium, which I like, or the ability to have the development and make more money to pay more players to put a better team out there on the field.
Because that's the area that they showed. That's like where they use Boulevardia, right? Like, that's that same area.
But that's where they have the Irish Fest, right?
Yeah.
And so you would be displacing the Irish Fest.
It's just right at Union Station.
Yeah,
right?
That park right there where you had the parade and that park across from the West End and all that stuff right there.
You could almost see a game from like the top.
You could from the top of the West.
That'd be kinda
cool. It would be, but that doesn't generate money for the Royals.
Yeah,
I'm all about trying to make the Royals as much money as possible so they can put that back into the team, as we saw. So anybody who's doubting John Sherman, is he going to spend on this team? I think we know the answer to that question. They loaded up Bobby Witt. They paid, you know, Lugo. They paid all these guys in the offseason to come here. John Sherman has shown he's going to spend. I want him to continue to be able to do that, and that's why I want him to have that entertainment district so he can make more money and in turn spend more money. The other thing that I've heard about this Washington Square Park or whatever it's called down there that makes sense is that the Port Authority of Kansas City controls that area, and they would spend the money, the quote-unquote public dollars, and it wouldn't have to go to a vote, which I'm all in favor of at this point in time. Just build the stadium. We don't need to go to a vote of the people anymore with this one because we saw how the last one went. And if the Port Authority controls that area and they have the ability to scratch a check of public funds without having to go to a vote, I understand why that would be appealing to the Royals as well. But to me, what you're trying to do is not going to give you what you ultimately wanted, and that was the ability to develop the land around the stadium, apartments, hotels, and offices, and restaurants, and bars, to give you the opportunity to generate more money. Baseball teams, football teams, sports entities now are more than just what you're seeing on the field. It's more than just going to the game. It's how do I generate money everywhere else? I mean, we just saw a tweet this morning from Adam Schefter. The NFL is going to vote today that they can sell 10% of their franchises to basically hedge funds because they're looking to generate more money. I want our teams to generate as much money as possible to be in a situation where they're very solvent here, where they can put money back into the team, and it's great for all of us. I just don't think that site, in my opinion, makes much sense for the Royals. But if ultimately the number one goal is to have a downtown stadium, and this is the last opportunity to get that downtown stadium, and that's more important to John Sherman than developing the area around it, then by God, go do it. But I don't want to hear we can't compete with other markets and we're a small market team if this is the stadium site that they ultimately choose and it doesn't lend itself to the development that they want that would bring in more money.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why I let you just cook on these topics, because the only thing I thought of when I saw that was how cool it would be if every time the Royals hit a home run, they lit up the Western Auto sign.
It'd be nice. Yeah, but
there's other things other than lights, cameras, and whistles. I get
right,
it. And
yeah.
I get it. I understand that that's why. You know, you have to think about the other things around.
Right, you do.
And then the hotel looking.
Yeah, it'd be cool. But again, if you build this stadium there,
yeah,
I don't want to hear about small market and small revenue and all that stuff that's been peddled over the last 30 years with the Royals. It will no longer apply because that's the site you're choosing. You could very well go to Kansas out in the Legends, take their money, build an entertainment district out there, and then generate money that way. Or you can build this spot at 17th and Grand and not have the ability to do that. But that, to me, then removes all the small market, all the small revenue streams, and all that kind of nonsense that Glass hid behind for all those years. It takes all that away if you choose this as your site. Because you're essentially doing the same thing that you have at Kauffman Stadium. You've got a stadium, but you've got nothing around it that is yours to generate money. I just don't think it makes much sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.